The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. You know what? Oh, now I feel really bad. Now I feel really, really bad. No, I do. And I'll tell you why, but I'm going to pull up something here on my computer. Hang tight. Hang with me just for a minute. Tell you how bad I... Oh, now I feel really bad. What I feel bad about, in the last hour, I meant to mention our Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. And I forgot. I cannot believe I forgot. Now, we don't officially begin the campaign until Tuesday of next week. That's when it officially kicks off, Tuesday of next week. But our kettle is up, ringing and swinging at thewordcolumbus.com. And I wanted to mention it just a couple of times in the last hour because... Are you ready for this? Our total right now, I just pulled up the website, and our total right now is $666.64. We are 2 cents away from having 66666. $666.64. And we can't leave it that way. We can't have $666 in our kettle. So anyway, I was just going to mention it a couple of times and say, hey, somebody's got to help us out so we don't have 600. Now you watch. Somebody's going to go to thewordcolumbus.com and they're going to donate 2 cents. don't do that. No. Anyway, I was going to mention it, and I was just going to say it would be great if we could get to $1,000 today. But I forgot, and I apologize. I am so sorry. Now, here is the fact. Our audience, the number of people in our audience drops at 5 o'clock because our AM signal signs off, AM 880. And that's just a fact. And that's why from 5 to 6, you folks who listen on 104.5 FM and those of you who listen on streaming audio are just that much more special. And I mean that honestly because, well, you're just really special. But the truth is the total number of listeners drops significantly at 5 o'clock. So I wanted to mention it during the 4 o'clock hour, so we would have more potential donors to the Salvation Army. But I forgot, so would it be possible? Is somebody right now listening could take us to $1,000, or at least a portion? I know one thing's for sure. We got to get off 666 and 64 cents. All right, so I'm just, hey, would you, somebody, and give as much as you can. If that's $10, fine. If that's $25, fine. I would imagine somebody listening on this day before Thanksgiving, you are counting your blessings, and you have been wonderfully and uniquely blessed by God, and this day before Thanksgiving, you would like to give God thanks by sharing your blessings with the homeless, the hungry, and you'd like to share your blessings by giving to the Salvation Army. It's easy to do, thewordcolumbus.com. Look for the Salvation Army banner, the red kettle. It says Bob's kettle, but it's ours. It is our kettle. And it would be wonderful if today, right now, you could go to thewordcolumbus.com and drop some bucks into our kettle. If somebody could take us to $1,000, man, we'll just rejoice. But whatever you can give, $10, $15, $20, whatever the amount, if you could go there right now to thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com, and click on the Salvation Army Red Kettle banner and drop some dollars into the virtual kettle. Now, next week, you'll be able to make your pledge by phone. All right? Tuesday of next week, you'll be able to give your pledge by phone. But I'd like to get a really good head start before we officially kick off the campaign. So I meant to mention it in the last hour. I didn't. I forgot. But hey, we were talking about something really important. We were talking about giving thanks, and I just believe that discussion was a God thing. I just believe there were people that needed to hear it. And to be honest, I needed to be reminded. Before a lesson, before a sermon really touches anybody, it's got to touch the teacher, the preacher first. In my 50 plus years of preaching, I can honestly say with all of my heart, the sermons that I have preached that God has used the most are the sermons that I needed the most before I ever preached it. And I mean that. So I needed to be reminded of what we were talking about in the last hour, and I just believe many of you were as well. Anyway, the Red Kettle campaign is at thewordcolumbus.com, thewordcolumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner. I came across this article. And this isn't as much about politics as about pro-life issues. There is an expanding awakening in the black community in America concerning life. African Americans are beginning to open their eyes about the unbelievably destructive policies of the liberal Democrats. I mean, these policies have been unbelievably destructive to the black community. Abortion is murdering a huge percentage of the black community. And black leaders are beginning to wake up and say, whoa, 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 whoa. We have been supportive of these politicians because they made us a bunch of promises, but the promises were hollow, and they are supporting policies that kill our people. And they're also supporting policies that have destroyed the black family. Folks, listen to me. 70% of all babies born in the black community are born into a family without a male, without a father, without a male influence. That is not because of conservative policies. Conservatives and Republicans have not been popular in the black community for years. It is the Democrats and the liberals that have had a chokehold on the black community, and the policies that they have brought to the black community has devastated the family. All right, what got me all worked up? Well, this article, and I got to take a break, but I'll share the article with you when we come back. All right, you're listening to Bob Rennie Live. My telephone number, 877 Bob Live.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
It had to happen. It had to happen. Sooner or later, there had to be an awakening within the African-American community about what liberal democratic principles and policies have done to their community. I mean, think about it. Think about what the welfare system designed primarily by the liberal left has done to minority communities, particularly the African-American community. It has decimated them. Think about it. 70% of all children born in the African-American community are born into a family with no father, no husband, no male influence. The family has been devastated by our current welfare system that, again, has been primarily designed by the liberal left. In addition to that, the unbelievable Holocaust of abortion. Now, what brought all that on this headline? Black leaders tell Democrats, stop killing black babies in abortions. African-American voters urge Democratic presidential candidates to stop pushing abortions on black women and their unborn babies. Two African-American leaders express frustration with the Democratic candidates' abortion advocacy. Then some quotes from Angela Stanton King, a black activist who says, quote, "My biggest issue with the current Democratic candidates as it comes to the black community is that all of them are pushing for poor women of color to have access to abortion. And that's all that you hear." King, this is Angela Stanton King, is a member of the National Black Pro-Life Coalition. And by the way, it's not some tiny, tiny little group. It is growing rapidly. Returning to the article, in April, she and several other black pro-life leaders publicly criticized Hollywood elites for promoting abortions rather than actually helping struggling African Americans. Quote, "Since abortion Roe v. Wade has been passed, 46% of the black population has been aborted." Now, before you think that is bogus and that's phony, right now, today, there are more black babies in New York aborted than are born alive. I want you to think about that. And that is fact. In New York, more black babies are aborted than are born alive. According to Angela Stanton King, since Roe v. Wade, 46% of the black population has been aborted. Quote, "To me personally, you don't have my best interest in mind if the only thing you are offering me is access to abortion to kill my child before it has the chance to live, and then also free welfare." Again, quoting, "Black people have been voting Democrat for the past 60 years, and it has done absolutely nothing for us but kept us stagnant on welfare. And now here we are, 46% of the black vote, I mean the black people, the black population, has been aborted." Then the article quotes Larry Henry, known on social media by his nickname Kingface. He agreed with her in this panel, and he said, "If you look at it, we've been killing our own army for the last how many years, and that's all because of Planned Parenthood. Who is Margaret Sanger? She actually created Planned Parenthood in order to kill off black babies." And by the way, that is the truth. So there's that article. Black leaders tell Democrats, stop killing black babies and abortions. And then this headline: Democrats' worst nightmare. Polls show 34% of black likely voters approve of Donald Trump. Now, these are two respected polls. Now, folks, if this is true, if these two polls are true, and if things do not change, Donald Trump has the next election locked up. If he can get 34% of the black vote, the election's over. It's done. Pair of polls. Rasmussen, which is one of the most respected polling organizations in the country, has voter approval in the black community for Trump at 34%. An Emerson poll showed 34.5% approval in the same demographic. I'm looking at the Rasmussen poll, and again, I find this hard to believe, but I checked it out. This is a Rasmussen poll. Rasmussen is very respected. Total approval of Donald Trump in the black community, 34%. Now, 65% disapprove. Okay? But in the last election, Donald Trump got far more of the black vote than George W. Bush did. But it was still tiny. I don't remember what the percentage was, but it was very, very small. If this is even close to being correct, the next election is over. If Donald Trump could get even close to 34% of the black vote, no, there's not even any need to have the election. But here's what's happening. There is an awakening. There is an awakening in the black community. They have been told a lie for 60 years. And you can't argue with these statistics. More blacks working today than ever. Lowest unemployment rate in the black community in American history. The first year, yeah, it was Obama. Second year, Obama? Nah. Third year of Trump's presidency? It is almost impossible for even the most ardent Obama supporters to give Barack Obama any credit for the lowest black unemployment in American history. There is an awakening in the black community. And it could be an unbelievably powerful force in the next presidential election.